Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and thank you very much for joining me today. We're doing our best to get June Reed on the phone. As you can imagine, we're calling her on the other side of the planet, almost, in Iraq. And it's well into the day over there, and so she's got a lot of things going on. It's possible that maybe, who knows what could happen over there. It can be a dangerous place in Baghdad these days. And so we know she's been on the show many times and she's always been right there. So something's going on. She's either gotten pulled away into an important meeting or something, but we're going to keep trying to get her. And we very well may before the show's over. And if we do, we'll put her right on. What I wanted to do though, while we're waiting on her to come on I think it's worthwhile to compare what's happening in Iraq right now to what happened in the United States. Now, you know, a lot of people did not like the English and the king being in charge of the colonies. They didn't like being colonists. They wanted to have their own world, their own country, their own government. One of the things that I've got a quote here if I can find it. Here we go. 10 years before the signing of the Declaration of Independence, here's something that John Dickinson said. Actually, 10 years before, he said he was talking about freedom, and he said it was born with us, exists with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. This was being said 10 years before the Declaration of Independence was signed. And so this has been going on for some time. And all this time, there were those people in America who didn't understand this kind of talk. They were called loyalists. They were dedicated. They were loyal to the crown. And all during the Revolutionary War, there were those people who did not support the revolution. They didn't like the people didn't like it when the revolutionaries were trying to secede from England, to cut the ties, to become an independent nation, a sovereign nation of its own. They didn't get that, and some of them. Some of them fought against us. Some of them conspired against us. And there was even among the people who were on the same side, you go back and read some of the things that were being said among people like Jefferson and Adams. Americans, people who self-described Americans, people who were trying to fight the same war, even they didn't get along. In fact, they didn't get along very much. The arguments that they had, the things that they wrote to each other. In fact, as we know, there was one famous duel in 1804, after the nation was founded. They were still fighting it out. And so compare that to what's going on today in our nation. And compare that to the rough around the edges new democracy that's happening right now in Iraq, when you do that, you give the Iraqis a little bit of slack. You cut them just a little bit of slack, because this is a very very infantile, very young nation over there. This new Iraqi government. And I think we have June Reed with us now, and I'm going to get her thoughts on that. Hi, June. How you doing?
I am fine. Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here, June, on this day before the 4th of July, I should say. And June, I was just, before you got here, I was just talking about how I was comparing some of the rough around the edges elements of the birth of our nation to the rough around the edges the conditions that you got over there, as you are one of the very very important people helping the Iraqis to forge their government over there. Sometimes I think I know we're all impatient. I know we want this thing to get to be done. We want Iraqis to take their place in the world and for our men and women to be able to come home, including you, June. But democracy is not a chia pet. It takes time, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't know any country that hasn't gone through some growing pains, for sure, and certainly no nation was born overnight that was perfect.
Well, absolutely. And as I was saying, June, even in America, there were loyalists. There were plenty of loyalists who were loyal to the crown, who were enemies of the revolution, but they were Americans. They were right here in the colonies, and they fought against, many of them fought against the revolution over here. And, you know, not in the same, you know, obviously in the same way, but there, because it was a more of a traditional war, but in those days, you know, there were people who lived here who didn't like the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you've got a lot of that over there. How are things over there right now, June? What's the report from Iraq?
Well, people are very optimistic because, of course, the government has now stood up. They're looking at new bills and making new laws that are good for the private sector and taking Iraq forward. And Parliament is going to stay in session for an extra 30 days because it took a while for the government to really assemble itself
right,
so that they can do more business before they have a short recess and before they begin the fall session. So people are anxious to make a lot of things happen.
Well, and what a lot of people don't realize, June, which you certainly do, is that for Congress, for the Parliament to stay in session in the middle of the summer is a big deal, because most people get out of town during the summer, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. So
it's so hot over there.
All of July. Oh, yes, definitely. That is true.
So we're gonna take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to get June to give us some more information about what's happening over there. As you know, the last time we talked to June, the government had just literally been founded, had literally taken its seat, so to speak. And now we've had about a month or so of that. We're going to see if she can tell us about any progress that's being made in settling down Iraq a little bit and moving it towards normalcy. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with June Lee. She's in Iraq. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend June Reed. She's Senior Consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. She joins us now from there live. And June, once again, thank you for all that you're doing over there. We're so proud of you. My audience is so proud of what you're doing, and America is too, even though they might not know who you are. And I'm glad to be able to tell my audience who you are. You're having some pretty high-level meetings today. And I would like, you know, June, when we pick up the paper, all we get these days in America in the paper is when some American military are alleged to have committed some atrocity. You know, it happens two or three or four times a year. We get some kind of report. That's all we hear about. But you're actually having some meetings today about some good things in Iraq, and I'd like for you to tell us about those.
Well, I'm having some meetings with people from the Ministry of Trade to talk very specifically about looking at how to increase the poultry industry here. Mm-hmm. In terms of whole chickens and then eggs, etc., and how to make that happen. They're very interested in bringing back the poultry industry, which was devastated quite a bit. I think we're also talking about how to become much more efficient at the ports, to have the ships being demerged much more quickly that bring in grains, rice, and wheat into the country. And have that become much more efficient so they don't wait at the ports. So broad sweeping approaches. Also, how to get the private distribution system, public distribution system, which is about giving a certain food basket to all the families here in Iraq, how to move away from that and have the private sector provide those particular elements.
I like to hear that.
In that food basket.
I like hearing
so
that, June.
All of those things, yes. So all of those, we're talking about how to increase or make better or more efficient and substitute for public systems, private sector development. These people are very interested in that. We have been working for a long time on a number of these elements anyway, and we continue to do that. And the Iraqi government, this particular new one, is very interested in moving forward in terms of the private sector development. They are now have, that has been approved by the Council of Ministers, a new investment law that is very liberal. From a foreign investment standpoint, we have copies and translated it. It's quite a step forward from what they've had before, and it will encourage, we believe, foreign investment into Iraq. It's very, very, very good that they are looking at all of these to encourage investors. Foreign investors can own land, can invest in almost any kind of industry, and we're hoping that they will certainly do that. So Iraqis are taking this private sector development and free economy along with their freedom in the political realm very seriously to bring Iraq into really all of the modern across all industries, certain kinds of standards into the 21st century. And so there are very positive steps are being taken.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the kinds of things, the kind of report that you just heard from June. I mean, June's a special person. She's a special American, no question about it. But there are, as you'll quickly back me up on, there are many people who are doing the kinds of work that June is doing in Iraq right now. Not all Americans, from other countries as well. And June, as you know very well, our military men and women are doing some really, really good things over there. Not just fighting people, not just trying
Absolutely.
To fight the insurgency, certainly not committing atrocities. They're actually over there building schools, they're building power plants, they're building dams and digging wells and doing lots of great and important things to help them this new nation over there to build itself into a democracy. But June, we never hear about these things in the mainstream media over here.
No, that's very unfortunate. Speaking of the military and other civilian individuals out in our provinces, in the provinces in what we call the provincial reconstruction teams are staffed by military as well as civilians. And they work together to work with the Iraqi government to support the Iraqi provincial governments in making good decisions about delivering services to all the people in the provinces. It's something very, very important. They build capacity in the individual provinces. Those particular ministers that are in the provinces need support, and they are providing that type of support for them in terms of decision making
right.
and working with them in terms of developing projects, many projects. And so the civilians as well as military are providing that kind of wonderful support out there. Certainly nothing to do with traditional military, what most people think of traditional
right.
military activities. And they deserve a lot of credit to support the provincial governments here.
Well, absolutely. And that's the reason why it's actually ill-informed for people to try to demand a date certain when we bring our men and women home, even though no one would like for them to come home more than I would. Still, there's a job to be done over there. June, have you got time to stay with us one more segment?
Sure.
Okay, thank you very much. Folks, we're gonna let June stay over one more segment. I've got some more questions for her. I know you're enjoying this interview and hearing her talk about some of these things. So we're going to be right back after these messages with June Reed. We're going to ask Marlo Lewis to wait an extra segment. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Papa's got a brand new bag. And this is great to see.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. June Reed is our guest. June is in Baghdad, Iraq. She is a senior consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office at the U.S. Embassy over there. She's a very important person in the, on the planet, ladies and gentlemen, helping the newest democracy on the planet become its become created and to become a democracy. And she's helping them very much over there, helping them get their economy off the ground, loaning money to small businesses, helping them develop their systems over there, helping them develop the private sector in Iraq. And June, as you know, we're very proud of you. As an American working abroad in a troubled land, as you and I contemplate our own Independence Day as Americans, the formation of our own government 230 years ago, I guess.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
Well, one of the things that you are reminded of when you are overseas, let alone in Baghdad, Iraq, is how fortunate and how lucky we are to have passed these particular stages of the beginning formation of a country and all of the issues that come up, and especially to be living in a country where you do not give a second thought about having mayhem in the streets and having bombs go off. We really are safe, and we really are in a country in America where government works. We may not like it all the time. We may not be perfect, but we live in the land that, compared to essentially so many other countries, is a luxury, and that is something that I always remember. The other thing is that I look at the faces of the Iraqis that we will be seeing tomorrow. Many of them are invited to the embassy here.
Mm-hmm.
They are optimistic and hopeful, and how wonderful that is to be able to be part of helping them become truly free in every sense of the word, and to take hold of their own destiny, to make their own decisions, and to truly make choices for themselves and the people in their country. That is also another gift, and so I get to think about two special gifts on the 4th of July, one that we are helping to give to Iraq and one that other people, our ancestors, gave to us.
Which, and they passed on to us, in my opinion, June, and I believe you, based on, you know, what you're doing and the commitment that you've made, you agree with me. They not only passed on to us freedom and liberty and the quiet enjoyment of our own possessions. In my opinion, they passed on to us the obligation to maintain our freedoms and our liberties, but also one more thing, and that's the responsibility to help others gain what we have whenever possible. What do you think?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I think that's one of the things that hopefully we can set by example that people in places like Iraq will also have and think about and undertake. Absolutely.
Well, and Iraq is very strategically located to become, if it can become, when it becomes a fully functioning...
It will be a trigger for all of the rest of the region to move in the direction of freedom, full representative government,
mm-hmm.
transparency in transactions, and for positive good and for free markets. It will have an opportunity to set that example, I think be a very powerful message, and will lead the entire region in that direction, which is very, very, very positive.
And June, I got to believe that I believe that this is what you just said is going to happen. And I believe it's because of people like you. And I got to believe that, you know, a lot of people live their lives and it never amounts to anything. Necessarily, they look back on their lives and they say, what did I do? But I'll tell you what, June, you won't be able to do that. You'll look back on your life and one day and you'll say, you know what, I made a difference. I helped a country become a democracy. And I'll tell you what, June, that's going to be a good feeling for you.
Well, I'm a very small part of all the men and women who are here doing that.
June, you're our small part, mm-hmm. and we love you. We're proud of you, and we admire you so much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and I hope everyone has a very wonderful 4th of July.
We hope you have a great 4th, too, June, and God bless you and all the things that you're doing, and we're looking forward to our next visit already. Thank you very much, June Reed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, June. See you next time. Okay. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Quick break, right back with Marlo Lewis. How about that interview, ladies and gentlemen? Always good to talk to June Reed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.